This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Good chunk of our conversation today has dealt with the president's 120-day moratorium on refugees in an executive order that has his political opponents and folks on the left in literally hysterical mode. I mean, like meltdown mode. I'm having a hard time, honestly, getting my arms around what we're watching here happen. I don't know. I mean, it's a full-blown epidemic here. It's Trump hysteria. And I got sucked into it a little this weekend. A friend of mine, who's a very good reporter for the Grand Forks Herald, writes about Souhaki. And, you know, he put a post about his grandmother coming over and said, hashtag I stand with the immigrants. I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't have anything to do with this. Like, why are you saying somehow your grandmother isn't? And by the way, your grandmother, if she came from Ellis Island, did go through a process, right? But anyway, I was lambasted. I was called everything in the book. F words flying. I mean, you can't even believe these people. The only thing missing is their head spinning around pea soup coming out of their mouth. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I don't know. My uncle sends me a note. You know, oh, your boy Trump, look what he's doing. I like, back away from the TV, put down the newspaper, you know, don't look at the computer screen, put your phone away. My gosh, I just think even to the extent you're concerned about this, look, that's great. It's America. I'm not saying don't have your views. Just, you know, do it in a decent way. And for those of us on the other side, I think you just got to be joyful warriors in all this. I really found myself wasting way too much time going tit for tat with people who are, you're never going to change their mind, and they see one thing and they believe it and they don't care. They just run with it. So it's really pretty unbelievable. I also spent some time last hour sharing the views of Senator Al Franken with you and Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And to join me to talk a little bit about that is Chris Berg. Chris, of course, host of Point of View. You can watch it west on West Dakota Fox every night at 10:30 or 6:30 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Hello, Chris Berg. How are you?
Doing outstanding, sir. How are you?
Doing very good. Am I being too... I guess too dramatic here about the reaction to the executive order. I just see it as sort of much ado about nothing and not a lot different than what Bill Clinton said in 1995 or what Jimmy Carter has said or what Obama did in identifying these seven nations. And it's 120 days and it's like, I don't get the hysteria. Am I reaction too much here? Do you believe?
I mean, it's a temporary situation. I don't understand why people are in such hysteria when President Barack Obama and his administration named these seven countries as being a greater threat to the United States of America. I don't remember the news ever covering that. Plus, I don't remember the outcry when President Barack Obama in 2011 had a six-month moratorium on Iraqi refugees. Do you remember that news line, all those news headlines? I don't. And no. This is, I mean, when you watch this, and I don't remember if you saw what Steve Bannon said to the New York Times last week or over the weekend about you guys need to be quiet and listen, and that's what needs to happen. When you watch these news headlines, at least I did yesterday, there is no Muslim ban. Do you know the three greatest populated Muslim countries in the world aren't even on the list of this seven? So if it was a Muslim ban, why aren't those three on them? But they want to continue to perpetuate these fake news lies.
And this really is a media problem in my mind. You know, it is a media problem that all this comes back to misinformation in the media. I don't know if you saw Kellyanne Conway at all. I'm going to play a little bit about what she had to say. I thought she crushed it. Chris Wallace was whining. And do you know how offensive this is? And this is terrible. And I can't believe you'd do this to me. And, you know, let me just play a little bit of this and then we'll talk about it. Go ahead and roll cut five, if you would, Matt.
The media, much of the media, not all of it, is very, very dishonest. Honestly,
strategist Steve Bannon went much further. Quote, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. But Bannon wasn't finished. The media has zero integrity, zero intelligence, and no hard work. You're the opposition party, not the Democratic Party. You're the opposition party. Kellyanne, do you understand how offensive that is?
I understand how offensive it was to never be taken seriously that Donald Trump could be elected president. On great days, we were ignored. On those days, we were mocked.
A lot of us reported on it fairly, and that's a different issue.
No. It is the issue because it extends into this presidency, Chris. You can't put a piece of tissue paper between the way Donald Trump was covered as the Republican candidate, the Republican nominee, the president-elect, and the president. It's all the same. It is an anti-Trump screed. It is completely disrespectful to the office of the president. Look, not every network and every print outlet is created equally in this, but if you read people's Twitter feeds, that crap would never pass editorial muster in a newspaper or on your TV show in your network here, nor should it. Look, what my colleague Steve Bannon is saying is, why don't you talk less and go listen to America more? Because let me tell you something. I know what he meant. I work with him every day. The media failed to learn America. Donald Trump proved something that the media failed to do, which is he understood America. The idea that we were never taken seriously in places like Pennsylvania.
That we have zero intelligence, zero integrity, and that we should keep our mouths shut is offensive.
I think it's called listen more. And let me just say something.
I think, and she went on then to literally talk for about 3 minutes nonstop without interruption, going through everything that had, you know, some examples of what had happened. It was very, very good. And I think that's the root cause of this whole thing we're talking about, Chris. I really do.
The root cause of the perpetuation of the Muslim ban, or what are you referring to?
The root cause of all of the hysteria from folks overreacting to things that, in this case, Donald Trump said he was going to do all of this. This isn't a surprise to anybody. And then when it comes, and it's literally 120 days, you get a reaction that the sky is falling because the media has not done its job and put out the facts on the issue and let people decide. They're an opposition party. That's what they are.
Here's the saddest thing, and this is why I hope that Democrats continue to perpetuate this kind of identity politics. You and I have talked about it before on this show, but here's the reality. There are people dead in Quebec today. And according to an eyewitness, and this is not, you know, double confirmed, if you will, but according to an eyewitness, the people that walked into that mosque were yelling Allahu Akbar. So if that holds to be true, then people in this country, including Muslims, should be thanking Donald Trump for increasing the vetting process and ensuring their safety. Because any Muslim out there that doesn't want to admit that there is a radicalized sect of their religion, of that religion, is ignorant at best. So let's be honest. Let's talk about protecting people. And you know what? If you saw, I think it was today, the gentleman that was the interpreter for, I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but a gentleman that served in Iraq said, hey, I'm with Trump. He was an Iraqi person. He said, I think what you need to do is understand these people want to kill you. Now, has that been hyper pervasive in the U.S. over the last few years? Maybe, maybe not. But why take chances with American lives?
Couldn't agree anymore. Were you surprised in any way by the reaction from Senator Hoeven? Senator Heitkamp over the weekend. She put up a Facebook post on this and sort of joined Al Franken and kind of the really hysterical Democrats over this thing. That surprised you?
She's feeling the heat from D.C., and I think what surprised me most, Scott, is that if I'm a Native American, I'm an indigenous person to this land now called the United States of America, you got to ask yourself this question. When did Senator Heidi Heitkamp stand up for me on the Dakota Access Pipeline and my cause like she did here for people that aren't even Americans right now? She came out early and strong for people that aren't even, quote-unquote, American citizens, and yet she has been silent when it comes to the indigenous people of this nation. And I think if you talk to many of them, they go, I don't know where Senator Heitkamp's been. I don't even know where she stands in this thing. If I'm her, again, I think the people that brought you to the dance and you are not standing up for them, but you're going to stand up for people that aren't American citizens, that seems not the right priorities to me.
No, it worries me, too. And what I can't you only have a half a minute left here, Chris, for your answer, but do you think this is, okay, you know, when you said feeling the heat from the Democratic leadership, is it, hey, this is an issue, we got one, go. Regardless of the facts, just go and pound away on this, or is it, you know, okay, every fiber of my being, I believe we should not have to have a 120-day moratorium on refugees.
I think Senator Heitkamp knows that she made a mistake the way she's handled the Native American situation with the Dakota Access Pipeline. You see Governor Doug Burgum over there extending an olive branch. The people, the elders in that community, they are going to remember that come 2018. And if you read the form story about North Dakota House bill that also was regarding refugee resettlement, there was a refugee in that article that said, hey, you guys better watch out. Refugees are becoming a bigger voting bloc. I think Senator Heitkamp is banking on losing some Native American votes and thinks, you know what, I better start catering to the refugee vote because I'm going to need them come 2018.
Yeah, it's politics. I agree with you. Tonight on Point of View, he has Congressman Kevin Cramer and also Jessica Thomason, head of LSS in North Dakota, on the refugee situation. So these topics will be tackled tonight. Congressman Cramer, no doubt, with an update on DAPL, too. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrison is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
There's a fundamental fairness that Donald Trump ran on, won on, and will execute as president of the United States. He saw it already this week, whether he's meeting with manufacturing CEOs, laborers, he's doing the Dakota and Keystone pipelines, and he's telling Mexico that this trade imbalance stops. You know, this idea that we're always worried about the other country, we're always worried about its citizens, this president says America first.
That's Kellyanne Conway again on Fox News Sunday yesterday, mentioning the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and pipeline and the change and the order on that, and weaving it into sort of everything we've been talking about related to the refugee crisis and everything as well. So just very interesting. A lot of news, a lot of things happening. Haven't had much chance to get to the mailbag today. I love the idea, the visual of a mailbag, but really it's more of an inbox, more of a text app, right? Because we always appreciate your text. Report every barrel of oil spill. Be transparent, period. Reducing our transparency only increases negative perception. This transparency continually motivates us to strive for better reduction of oil spills. Isn't that what we all want in the end? All right. Talking about our legislature today segment with Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association, agreeing with Troy. Another texter says, has anyone looked into the guidelines of getting into Canada? I believe immigration laws are a lot tougher than here, and yet no one talks in lines about it. I think actually not. I think they have a very liberal, especially when it comes to, I don't know about immigration, but I know about visas. You can get a visa and get into Canada for anything. And then, of course, another way to infiltrate us there. So I don't know, but it's worth checking into. Emailer says, didn't Jimmy Carter ban Iranians from coming into the country when they held American embassy, a personnel hostage for 444 days? What are the differences between Carter's ban and Trump's ban? Thank you. We'll dig into that one, too. Quit trying to downsize a spill. If it's on your property, it's big. All right. Appreciate that. And someone wanted to know if I had time to meet with Senator Heidi Heitkamp when I was in New York City. Did I see any of the senators? I actually saw Senator Hoeven because he attended a dinner I was attending on the pro-life cause. Senator Heitkamp wasn't there. So I didn't get a chance to see her. She also didn't greet the students who were part of the March for Life. He did. So I didn't get a chance to see him. So that is what happened there. Thanks for asking, though. I'll meet with her anytime, any place. We regularly invite her on the program and try to have her on, and I am going to do so again today as a result of her concerns over the refugee crisis. So look forward to covering that as well. We get a chance once a month to do something very special. Radio's a public service, first and foremost. And with what we do with our friends with the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, simple goal, put out some information that ultimately can save lives. Now, we need your help because you got to step out of your routine a little bit too, right? And not necessarily, just back away from the swirl of news that are going on. I have to do the same thing. I mean, this is as much about me as it is about you. And if you're really revved up about something, and Hugo and Dickinson and a caller from Highway 200 are calling, we're not going to get a chance to get to you on the topics you want to talk about, one, the wall, and one on DAPL. But you can call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. And when you do that, press 1. So here's what I'd encourage you to do. Call that number on whatever issue concerns you, vent, get it off your chest, and then tune right back in right here on the topic at hand and help us talk a little bit about saving lives. Can we do that? And I'll breathe right along with you. I'll dispense with all those things we can talk about after the show and on social media today and tomorrow on the show and that Rush will be talking about, and they're not going to go away. But we're just going to take a little pause to save some lives. 855-200-1776. Let me ask you, as we begin this, to think about getting a call. A call about a loved one at work who's been in an accident. Or, conversely, if you're at home and there's an accident, and now you got to call the person at work to say, this just happened. Get home. Okay? We're going to try and prevent that today in our conversation. And I'm joined by Gus Ganser. Gus is the safety consultant for the North Dakota Safety Council. How are you, Gus?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Great. Appreciate you joining us. And Zeke Maters here. Zeke is with VF Imageware, an expert on the industry. Thank you, Zeke. How are you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
So today we're just going to bring a little light to risks that are around you. Maybe some if you're in the home that you don't even think about, and work that maybe you know and are familiar with but don't necessarily take seriously because you're around them so much, right? And talk a little bit about awareness from electrical hazards that can happen both at work and at home. This is everywhere. This just isn't about the workplace. All around us at work, too, at home, too. So, and, you know, shock and the effect it can have on your body are pretty extraordinary. So we'll explain the causes of that as well. We're going to talk about electrical injuries and factors related to this. But most importantly, folks, explain some common steps you can take to protect yourself and also give you some resources. So that's what we're out to do today. And I hope you give us a little bit of time and consider this a little respite from the craziness happening all around us these days. So, Gus, tell me a little bit about what you do as the safety consultant at the North Dakota Safety Council.
I'm a consultant trainer. I was actually hired to create the Electrical Safety Division, which is something I'm very passionate about. I've been an electrician for 25 years in this state. I met the requirements for the North Dakota State Electrical Board, which is one of the most stringent states in the country. They have incredibly high standards. I met those standards, and I was hired to create the electrical safety program, as I said. We are training on a very hot topic, which is 70E arc flash. It's an NFPA document, which, oddly enough, was created at the request of OSHA. And I recently spoke at a meeting, and one of the OSHA, local OSHA representatives was there, and he and I were talking, and we were discussing this. We don't know if this is the first time, but it hasn't happened very often. 70E was created at the request of OSHA, which is one code agency. They reached out to another code agency, which is the NFPA, National Fire Protection Association, and they asked them to create a electrical safety code document, which is 70E. And right now I'm in the process, and we have actually started teaching this 70E, low voltage and high voltage. I created that. And then we also have created a electrical safety course for non-electricians. OSHA has requirements for training for electricians and also what they call qualified. And they also have requirements for non-electricians. So in your workplace, there are different requirements for your staff, whether they be your electricians, your maintenance electricians, or actual working electricians, as well as your non-electricians, your plant people that are exposed to electrical hazards in the workplace. We've got you covered both ways. So that was my primary goal, was to get that going, and we've done that. We've got that up and running, and we're training people every day. We're spreading the news, and we're trying to get that out.
Sounds good. I want you to do the same thing, Zeke. Talk a little bit about what it is you do, and then we're going to talk about some specific stories that have driven both of these gentlemen and the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, and the safety world focus on where you can prevent these. So we'll do that when we come back on a Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Any questions or comments or stories on this, welcome to.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make a gust of pressure precious metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
On your mind, doing a little safety talk today. That's what we're about, saving lives. I love the safety talk. We do it every month, different topic, different things. I learn, I listen, and I think a little differently about whether it's texting and driving, whether it's about, you know, just winter driving or whatever. You know, it's really a neat deal. Really looking forward to the big, one of the best in the nation conferences coming up here that we'll be broadcasting from and being a part of as well with the good folks. If you haven't registered yet, make sure you do that at ndsc.org. ndsc.org. And that is a great resource all the way around. But they have a great meeting coming up here just around the corner. Like they have a pre-conference event on Monday, February 20th, and it kicks off from there after that. So ndsc.org. Okay. So next up, I want to introduce Zeke Mader. Zeke is with VF Imagewear. What is VF Imagewear? Tell us a little bit about that, Zeke.
Oh, thanks, Scott. VF Imagewear is the world's largest industrial uniform manufacturer. We estimate that we put about 16 million Americans to work every day in our uniforms. And as such, we are very closely connected with what we would call the working person of the United States. We take care of folks such as FedEx, Border Patrol, TSA, and so, you know, these are the guys that go to work every day and they need a uniform. But as such, we also have a portion of our business, the flame-resistant clothing, which is manufactured under the brand name Bulwark, and that has actually been named as personal protective equipment, or PPE as we call it, thanks to some of the guidelines like Gus just referenced within NFPA 70E. And now also NFPA 2112.
We didn't touch on this earlier, but those, you know, for folks that have no idea what you know, those numbers mean, they're just basically the updated regulations that the people that are, you know, working around these conditions have to follow, right?
Basically, yeah, they're really what we would call compliance standards, and are designed as to help people understand how best to implement personal protective equipment into their workplace to provide worker safety.
I have a theory that people are a little more connected to action, if you will, committed to action and committed to a particular cause if it can be personalized, if they can just, oh, okay, or if they know somebody who knows somebody or whatever. I would be curious from both of you. And Zeke, you go first, and then Gus as well. A particular story that sticks with you on why you do what you do in trying to keep people safe in this arena of electrical safety.
You know, that's actually a pretty great topic, because for us, the story of the working man is very personal. You know, we probably all know someone who wears flame-resistant clothing to work, whether it be in the electrical world or the oil and gas world. You know, maybe somebody from your local electric utility that comes by your house to read a meter. And for those guys and really anybody else that goes to a workplace, eliminating hazards or the potential for accident is our goal. And so we have, as industries, as employers, we have safe work practices, what we would call administrative controls. And we also have engineered controls in place that are designed to keep hazards from ever coming into contact with employees. Unfortunately, those methods don't always completely predict and prevent injuries. And so we also employ things like personal protective equipment, your safety glasses, your steel toes, earplugs, and now flame-resistant clothing. And as such, even though we've made great strides, sad fact, Scott, is we're actually sending still, on average, 3 people a day to a burn unit out of the industries. And one of those guys in a recent time was a good friend of mine named Rick. And Rick was called out on a weekend, and he'll tell you, he said, you know, my attitude wasn't where it should be. I was in a hurry. I took a shortcut, and it cost him. He actually made contact with 14,400 volts of electrical power and subsequently sustained some pretty serious burns and got to spend his time in the burn unit. But what Rick talks about is something we don't often think of, and that's the far-reaching impact that an accident has. You've got, you know, obviously the personal impact is huge physically, but there's also a lot of mental and emotional trauma with that. You've got your friends that are impacted by that, your community. And, you know, we live and work in North Dakota so that we understand how small community works. And if you know somebody that's been in an accident, it has pretty large ramifications. It, you know, there's also a financial strain both on employers and on individuals. And, you know, the untold story is who else is affected by this. But the guy that went through the burn unit or the burn injury himself, you know, Rick will tell you this too. He said, you know, I had to lay there and think about all the extra burden that I placed on my family, on my friends, on my community, all because I was in a hurry. And, that's pretty powerful stuff when you stop and think about it.
It is. And folks, this isn't all that uncommon. I mean, you've got, annually, 1,200 plus workers admitted to burn centers and hospitals for fire, flame, electrical burns. Every other day, one worker is electrocuted somewhere in the United States. The last 10 years, you got 1,800 plus workplace fatalities as a result of exposure to electricity. You've got 400 dying from electrocution, 4,400 injured each year because of electrical hazards at both work and home. And some of those related to consumer products. So we're going to talk about that here, too. So the numbers are real. How about you? Got any particular story that sticks with you?
Yeah, I remember when I was a second-year apprentice. I was working out of Minot. We had a guy working for us. His name was George. He was working in a panel by himself, an industrial site, 1,200-amp panel, 480 volts, which is a big panel. Anybody that's an electrician will say, yeah, that's a big panel. It's a lot of potential there, a lot of hazard. He was working on it, and to this day, he'll tell you, I have no idea why he was working on it hot. It was energized. The disconnect port was literally 2 feet away. I think a lot of electricians, when they work on this stuff, they have the mentality of, you know, this guy had been an electrician for 20 plus years. He had the mentality of, not me. You know, accidents happen to other people. It's not going to get me. It's not going to bite me. It's not going to zap me, whatever the case may be. And it bit him. He had a metal watch on, and it got his watch touched. He reached up to grab something out of one of the pipes, pull a wire down, and his watch came in contact between two of the lugs where the wires terminated that feed the panel. Disintegrated, obviously, but he received an arc, and he was the ambulance. It was out in the country, actually. Volunteer fire department came to the rescue. Volunteer ambulance service took him to Minot, where he was airlifted to the Ramsey Burn Unit in Minneapolis. He was there for 3 months. I talked to him, and he did finally come back to work about 6 months later, where he wore the burn compression-type gloves, where he wore those for almost a year, I think. And I asked him, I said, you know, what happened? He goes, I don't know. I don't know why I did it. But this was the day before FR were prevalent. You know, I compliment Zeke and people in his industry. You know, they've made leaps and bounds, you know, huge strides in how far FR has come. But, you know, we did not have the engineering controls. We did not, you know, in safety, we often say, you know, we don't know what we don't know. You know, and back then, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we didn't know any better. You know, we don't have the training that 70E now gives us, the standards and the rules, the administrative controls, and the best practices.
Let's talk a little bit about the training side of this. So, you know, both examples are powerful, and they can happen. By the way, they can happen at home, right? I mean, because we all think we can do everything now with a YouTube video, right? So we'll talk about some of the home hazards in a minute. But what are you in the training side of this? How do you go about preventing these things from happening? What training is, you know, the most innovative, I guess, that you want folks to know about?
Well, you know, not necessarily the most innovative, but probably the most basic, the most applicable, and the most beneficial, in my opinion, is lockout tagout. You know, in a commercial and an industrial environment, the absolute best, and it's an engineering control, it's also an administrative control, is to totally remove the presence of any potential for electrical shock. And that is just to lock it out, tag it out, verify that there's no electrical potential there, and just to remove it altogether and not even run the risk of coming in contact with it. It's just a lock out, tag out. And that can extend into the home. If you're going to do some work at home, personally, I think you should hire a professional. I mean, that's why they have a license. That's why they're bonded and insured. Hire the professional at home. But if you're going to do some work at home, turn the circuit breaker off, get you a meter, test to make sure there's no power there, and then do your work. But just totally remove the presence of that electrical hazard.
Interesting. Zeke, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would, because my particular piece of this is sorted around the PPE. And what we find a lot is the misunderstanding of what PPE, personal protective equipment, will and won't do for you, especially flame resistant. And just as Gus commended my particular industry for making leaps and big strides with the PPE, I think our industry has really made a lot of movement in training people at work and how to use that properly. Even at home, we're seeing a lot of good forward movement on that, and even industries that formerly didn't recognize the need for certain pieces of PPE now have embraced that and added it as a part to their safety culture. So I think we're seeing a broad awareness across the industry as we continue to march towards a goal of preventing and reducing accidents.
Only have about a minute left here, and I'm going to save the home concerns just for some tips here to the other side of the break. But tell me a little bit about, Gus, what causes shock and electricity and how it travels.
Electricity is a closed circuit. It comes into your house via the meter. It goes into your electrical panel, and it distributes from the circuit breakers into the wiring into your outlet, and then you plug into it. Electric shock means you come into contact somewhere along that path. You come into contact with either a damaged cord, a damaged outlet, and you're part of that path. You're part of that circuit. It's not intentional. And bad things happen. And the shock, the severity of the shock depends upon the amount of current and the time exposed to that current. So none of that's any good. And you want to prevent that. And once again, I strongly encourage people at home to hire the professional just to take the precautions, you know, lock out, tag out, meaning turn off the breaker. And there are some things you can do there.
All right. We also want to give you some resources, too, and we'll do that before the end of the break. Electrocution is fatal, right? I mean, electric shock, burns, falls that can be caused as a result of contact with electrical energy. This is a home and work issue. More on it. Safety Talk continues after this.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Carol Juven is back from Juven Tours to talk about the What's On Your Mind Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration. We're headed to Norway, folks, June 19th through July 2nd, 14 days, first-class tour, 12 nights at first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, so much to see, so little time. Carol, this is going to be a good time, isn't it?
An exciting time in Norway. It always is.
What's the best part of Norway?
The best part of Norway is the fjord country.
The beauty.
The beauty of it is unbelievable.
And we see the people, too, right?
We will see the people. Believe me, with each tour, we make certain that you meet the people.
Folks, we'd love to have you come along. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting this tour, and the deadline is approaching, so now is the time to call. And, Carol, how many times have you been to Norway?
153 times.
The man is going to take us on this tour. Call Juven Tours now, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, and tell him Scott sent you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow we're going to talk with the folks from the American Policy Center on What's On Your Mind. We also have Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall, where for a full hour he takes your calls. Folks, that doesn't happen anywhere else on the planet Earth, but in North Dakota. That's right. On 550 K-Fire, on AM 1100 The Flag, on 1090 KTGO and KLTC in Dickinson, and on your iHeartMedia app. That's where it happens. Every single week. And if you want to ask him a question, you get an answer. You can email, you can call in, you can do whatever. It's fantastic. So that's Wednesday. We'll also be doing another Legislature Today update on Wednesday, and also Thursday as well with Don Shively from down in Mott, on that trespassing bill that many of you have been calling about. So we're covering that. And Friday, John Gottfried, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, talk a little bit about the Obamacare ramifications of the change and the repeal and the replace and what that'll specifically mean for North Dakota. It's our first chance to chat with John as insurance commissioner on the program, so we're looking forward to that. Remember, we love your feedback 24-7, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Let us have it. Also, a lot of news expected this week on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, as we heard from Senator Hovind. So stay tuned. Congressman Kramer told us last week some news. Senator Hovind added to that. Sounds like some federal troops on the way and even brought in this weekend, so a lot happened. All right, our final couple of minutes here with our guest on Safety Talk today. We are getting a chance, as we do once a month, to talk about some issues that are outside the headlines and the news cycle and talk about saving lives, and I love it. With us today is Gus Ganser. Gus is the safety consultant of the North Dakota Safety Council, and Zeke Mader is here from VF Imagewear as well, a couple of experts that are helping us learn a lot about this this particular industry. WSI and North Dakota Safety Council come together once a month and sponsor this, and also the WSI, big part of the NDSC's annual safety conference that will be taking place next month in Bismarck. That's days away. We're about 20 days away from that thing, so get set. It should be a great fun. All right. I promised I'd do a little more on the home front, because I think, we think of these safety issues, especially as electrical safety, as a workplace thing. But we know from all the stats, the danger is much or more at the home and maybe sometimes where we don't even see it. What are electrical hazards that can be found at the home that we ought to be keeping a close eye for, out for, Gus?
Well, there's a few that are just really simple, easy. One, should be testing your GFCIs every month. They have test buttons on them for a reason.
My what?
Your GFCIs. So in your bathrooms, in your kitchen, in your garage, your outside outlets, you have GFCIs, ground fault circuit interrupters.
Right, this is the outlet with the little button in the middle?
Should have two little buttons. One is a test button, one is a reset button, and the newer ones actually have a little tiny red or orange light on them to tell you when they are tripped. So you should be testing those once a month. That is per manufacturer instructions. They're there for a reason. They trip out at 5 milliamps, which is the human threshold of a sensation when you should start feeling it. So test those once a month. They're there for a reason. Like I said, they have buttons on them for a reason. Use them. So very important to use that. That is probably the biggest thing. I always tell people circuit breakers protect equipment. They protect motors. GFCIs protect people. So they're a life-saving device.
And these are things he puts. I have to tell you, I was very perplexed about a particular problem in the garage one time. Couldn't figure out what the breaker's fine. This outlet's not working. What's going on? I finally figured out was the little reset deal. But I've never tested one, so there's good advice right there. And the reason being, what's the hazard of not testing those?
Well, it's a life-saving device, and like any device, it has the potential of failing. And if you're not testing it, you don't know if it's working. And if it's not working, it's not going to do its job. And its job is to save your life, and it's kind of nice to know that it's doing its job.
Look for frayed or worn cords. Another example, appliance plugs that are piggybacked on a single switch. Obviously, the electrical appliances close to showers, baths, or swimming pools is dangerous. Somebody said, do I have anything to worry about with 120? Isn't 120 harmless? What would you say to that?
That's probably one of the biggest myths in the electrical industry. 120 is very deadly because, first of all, it's very prevalent. There's a lot of it in your house, and a lot of people aren't scared of it. And there's probably those two things in combination are what make it so deadly. Is it's very prevalent, and it's not feared, and it should be. In the right situations, the right conditions, it's very deadly. So respect it.
NDSC.org is a great resource. It really is. You're going to get a ton of information there. They also have a free video library on electrical safety, a whole category of great videos, knowing the hazards, electrical safety violations, power lines. There's a free toolbox under their electrical category that gives you resources, including an electrical inspection checklist. And then Zeke, I understand, bulwark.com, same thing, right? Good resources there.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. We work very hard to educate and help people implement basically their options and their opportunities to live and work safely. And, you know, we recognize that each one of us has hopes, dreams, goals, really a life that we're building. And we just challenge people, if you can't live and work safely, if you can't go to work and return home to that life, well, it's not worth going to work in the first place. Your life matters, and we want you to do it safely and enjoy the longest life you possibly can.
Well said. That's what this show is all about. Monthly segment that literally is about saving lives. If you listen, if you soak it in, and if you act on it, that part's up to you. Gus, Zeke, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the hot spring spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.